I'm delighted to say that we are going to be now joined by a guest and a man who's already in waiting on the line to speak to us. He is, of course, a very good friend of mine, a man who I will happily say, you know, gave me a break in world football. He is the ever effervescent Mr. Phil Campion from theblindly.info, joining us here on World Football Daily to talk and give us his expert view on all things England and Ireland. Of course, an expert in both. Phil, it's a pleasure to have you back on the show, mate. It's been far too long since we last spoke to you on World Football Daily. How are you, mate? How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. I think that's probably the best build-up I've ever been given. How are you?
I am very well, mate. Very well indeed. And you know what, Phil? We feel here at World Football Daily that you deserve this sort of build-up because it's been a long time since we had you on the show, mate. How have you been? And more to the point, how have Ireland been leading up to the game last night? What's it been like around the Ireland camp?
Well, around the Ireland camp, because it's been so long since the two nations played each other, most of the Ireland fans as well go back and remember the great victory they had over England in Germany. But also, there was a lot of apprehension about this fixture because of the violence that occurred in Dublin previously. And it's been all those years, and all the Ireland fans have been desperate to play England. And there's a whole generation of Ireland players who haven't been able to play the old enemy England, so they really looked forward to the game. The whole nation did, and all the Ireland fans have been desperate to play England. And there's a whole generation of Ireland players who haven't been able to play the old enemy England. So they really looked forward to the game. The whole nation did, and all the Ireland fans have been desperate to play England. And there's a whole generation of Ireland players who haven't been able to play the old enemy England. So they really looked forward to the game. The whole nation did, of Ireland players who haven't been able to play the old enemy England. So they really looked forward to the game. The whole nation did, and I can tell you now they were training today in Malahide, north of Dublin.
Mystery to it.
Yeah, well, there was a period there when a lot of the fans were looking for him to go, and I think the FAI would have got rid of him if he didn't have such a big contract. And also there was a thing there with about four, probably five of the players were looking to retire, although, you know, two or three of them already have. He's managed to retain the nucleus of players, and he's now introducing players that a lot of people think he should have introduced 12 months ago.
Who are the players that should have been, people feel should have been brought into this Ireland side 12 months ago then? Who do you mean?
Well, If you're looking at the side that played England, there are three outstanding players, I thought, in green shirts, and they were the Everton fullback Coleman, who was excellent, James McCarthy, the Wigan midfielder, and Shane Long. Now Coleman hasn't really been given a chance because there's been lots of fullbacks around anyway. McCarthy wasn't looked to play for the simple reason that Trapattoni was looking for two defensive midfielders and didn't really have room for McCarthy to sit there in the middle. But at last, he's sort of changing his thinking and looking to go with just one sitting midfielder, which was Whelan, alongside McCarthy. And McCarthy really did ping the ball about. He looked very confident and they played some great football under him. And the other one, Shane Long, who you've seen a lot of yourself. Now, to my mind, he should have been a consistent pick over the last 12, 18 months. And I think, you know, they've wasted time not playing him, to be honest.
What about the situation with John Walters, a guy that is, in theory, a striker, but for both club and now for country is put out on that wide flank? Do you think Walters is wasted out there on the wide right? Do you think there's an opportunity for him to come in and maybe partner along with Keane ageing?
Oh, yeah, that's the big thing, isn't it, really? That's everything depends on Keane. Now, Keane was looked at by Trapattoni as his golden boy who can't do any wrong. And then whenever he's fit, he will play him. But saying that, I thought he looked great. And you obviously keep close to American football, and you've seen how well he's played over there. So, you know, with Keane playing well, I didn't see anything wrong with him and him partnering along. Now, as regards Walters, to my mind, Walters looks a far better striker than he does out wide for both club and country. And I don't think he's been that impressive for me. He's just been doing a job for Stoke, a job probably nobody ever wanted to do there. But I think to my mind, there's a lot of better players who can play out wide for Ireland. And the one is Houlihan. You know, that's a name that hits everybody, you know.
Yeah, there's been questions about Wesley Houlihan, and people have been expecting him to come in. What's keeping Houlihan out of this squad? Why can't he catch Trapattoni's eye at the moment, do you think?
Well, he didn't. You know, there was a long time before he was picked. You know, it's been years, and I don't really think he wanted him in his squad to start with. And now he sort of had to pick him. But, you know, he doesn't really rate him like the rest of us. That's a problem.
Now, you're looking at an Ireland side that, in Group C of the World Cup qualification at least, level on points with Austria, Sweden, in a joint second place with, obviously, Germany storming that group. Do Ireland, actually, with the kind of confidence and performance that we saw yesterday evening, are Ireland looking like a side that can push for that second place spot and a playoff shot at getting to a World Cup?
I think they can, yes. I think they can do it. You know, the big thing with them was, they in the last two internationals, they should have come away with more points. You know, they unfortunately had a last minute equaliser, didn't they? That sort of cost them 2 points. But yes, there's no reason why they shouldn't. I mean, let's face it, Sweden and Austria aren't looking that good, are they?
Yeah, Sweden, of course, have been impressive, but very focused on Zlatan Ibrahimovic, of course. Going into the summer, then, you've got at least two, maybe three more games, I think it is, left to play. You've got the Georgia game coming up soon, and a game against Spain as well, away in the US. Are those treated with any importance by Trapattoni, or are they just seen as friendlies going into a summer almost off for the players?
I think. I mean, you saw against England, I think the Georgia game, you'll make a few changes for the Georgia game. But for that Faroe Isles game, I know they are the minnows, but you'll want to win that game.
From the English point of view as well from last night, Phil, just switching sides slightly, you're looking at an England side that were very drab, were very dull, and although they created some chances, it was a game that really lacked any enthusiasm and passion from the guys in white. How do England start getting up for these friendlies? Because you see some countries taking them and treating them seriously, and they seem to get something out of these friendlies, whereas England, on the other hand, just don't seem to be able to get any sort of spirit going for these sorts of games.
No, they don't, and it seems that, I mean, they've got a manager there who, you know, plays some decent football with his club sides in Europe and in England, but he hasn't yet managed to do that as England boss, has he? I mean, you know, the tabloids this morning were heavily critical of the England side and heavily critical of him. And I think that one of the problems they've got is they've got a couple of players there that don't seem to turn it on for England. Rooney is the obvious one, isn't he? Mm. I mean, and then what do? Do you keep playing these guys while they're not playing well, or Do you play to them in a system, or do you just give other people a chance?
And you know Roy reasonably well from his time at West Bromwich Albion. It seems that maybe he's struggling to not only win the hearts and minds of the people, but the hearts and minds of that dressing room as well. Did you find that Hodgson ever struggled to do that at West Brom, or is this just kind of the egos coming through?
No, he didn't. I think there may have been a touch of that at Liverpool, though. I've got friends at Fulham who said he was great, had a great dressing room banter at Fulham. He was great with the Albion. He always struck us as somebody who would go into a game very well prepared. He'd know every player and he'd know what everybody was going to do. And I saw him as a great England boss, and I thought, this is a guy for years to come. And I still think he can do. I just think he needs to...
Days, are we looking at England going to get torn apart by the Brazilians? Because they're treating friendlies very seriously, as seeing as they don't have any World Cup qualification campaign to get ready for Brazil 2014.
Well, Roy's got a big problem. He's got another half a dozen players injured. But I would say...
Days, are we looking at England going to get torn apart by the Brazilians? Because they're treating friendlies very seriously, as seeing as they don't have any World Cup qualification campaign to get ready for Brazil 2014.
Well, Roy's got a big problem. He's got another half a dozen players injured. but I would say... But I would say he will go out there and he will not be... He'll be they'll be looking to defend deep, I think.
Is it easy... Oh, go on, Phil. Sorry.
I think that, they'll be looking for the goals, but I think he will make sure that they're embarrassed.
There's been a couple of people talking, Stan Collymore for one in the UK, about bringing back the home nations games. We saw how much Ireland were up for last night, and whatever you say of England's performance, Ireland played a fantastic game of football, and it was a very competitive game of football from their standards. Do you think that... maybe having that during this sort of year when there's very little on in the summer in terms of international football, do you think having the home nation games back again would help just keep maybe an aggressive, focused summer for players and benefit the England side and as well as the England, the Irish, the Scottish and the Welsh?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm old enough to remember seeing regularly as a boy the England, Scotland, Northern Ireland and Wales games, and then like the England Scotland game was, you know, was 100,000 people, whether it was north of the border or south of the border, doesn't really matter. It was just a massive game. You did end up with sometimes having Northern Ireland and Wales at Wrexham with only 10,000 people watching. but I do think it's far better having those four nations playing each other competitively, maybe every 2 years when the cups aren't on, and then playing meaningless friendlies. Although I'm sure some coach somewhere will be saying yes, but they really need to be playing against countries with different styles. You know, they need to be playing against the continental type style or teams from South America and so forth. But I would love to see them return, to be honest. I'd love to see England versus Scotland every 2 years. That would be great.
I'm sure the intensity would never die in that one. And I'm sure the Premier League managers would have a thing or two to say about their players not having the kind of summer off as well. Phil, it's been an absolute pleasure to catch up on all things Ireland international football and have a review of the England-Ireland game from yesterday evening with you, mate. We look forward to getting you back on the show as soon as we can. It's been far too long, man, far too long.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Have a good night.
And you.
Cheers. Bye.
Phil Campion there joining us here on World Football Daily to talk all things Irish international football, giving us a rundown.